Liebe Brüder und Schwestern,
dear brothers and sisters,
seid alle ganz herzlich willkommen,
be welcome all of you
in, den teuren Namen
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Auch alle, die mit jetzt
also all those
über Übertragung
who are joining us
sind,
online
wir
worldwide,
aus,
we greet you from this place.
Wir sind dem Herrn sehr dankbar,
we are very grateful to the Lord for last night,
für seine Gegenwart,
for his presence,
für sein heiliges Wort,
for his holy word.
Wir dürfen immer wieder neu
time
schöpfen
and
aus
again
dieser Quelle
we may draw from this fountain of salvation. And also this morning, I think we are here with a longing heart to receive what the Lord prepared for us.
Wir wollen dem Herrn
now we want to sing praising songs to the Lord. We start with song number 24 from these little booklets. On a hill far away. Number 24. On a hill far away. We sing also number 27, then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Number 27, At the Cross.
Oh,
Amen. Praise and thanks be to the Lord that also this morning we can be gathered at this place to receive what He prepared for us. We are grateful for last night. He spoke to us. And we are so glad. We have sung here, At the cross, the morning broke through to me. Is this not all our testimony? At the cross, on Calvary, also for me, for us, a new morning broke through. And the blind eye was opened. Has He not opened our eyes? Has He not opened our ears and hearts that we recognize in what kind of time we are living in? The time is very near where the Lord will return. Are we ready? Are we ready when He calls us? Praise and thanks. The songwriter sings here, "For I let the Savior enter into my heart. Hosanna, now the peace is mine." May the Lord bless us also this morning. I read, before we pray, I read a word of the Scripture. Yesterday, as the word of introduction, we were reading from Isaiah 45. Now I read from Isaiah 46. We are convinced that every word of the Scripture is the truth, and that God is in His Word speaking to us. I read from Isaiah chapter 46. From verse 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Amen. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Can we say amen to it? Everything, what the Lord promised, what He says, this He brings to pass. From the beginning, that's how we read it. He declared the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. Praise and thanks. We are so grateful that we know this God personally, that we are here this morning to worship Him, to thank Him, and to praise Him. And this we want to do now. Let us stand up for it. Great God, You confirmed Yourself as the same, as the only true One, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. We thank You for it, for the grace and faithfulness that You spoke with us, not in secret. No, You revealed Yourself in Jesus Christ, our Lord, and You left unto us Your Word.
uns danach ausrichten dürfen.
And we can align accordingly. Yes, you are aligning us accordingly for the glory of your name. We thank you for the blessing which we received, for the songs, by the choir, by the instruments, my God. Alone to think about it. How will it be there on high, where your glory is, where you as the Son of Righteousness will shine? We thank you and we pray for this day, for this hour, Lord, which you again have given to us by appearing in your presence. Bless each one of us, great and little, young and old, Lord. Bless also those who are joining us online, Lord, who are listening, who are watching, O God. Help us all in everything, so that we rejoice unto this glorious day. Lord, we know the time is at hand, and very soon you will appear. Help us all that we are ready to receive you and to meet you. Great God, we thank you for this hour, and we ask you, Lord, bless from the riches of your grace. And anoint the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear, but not only to hear, but we want to become a doer of your word, so that your name might be glorified and praised. Once again, we ask you, bless us all. All who are looking up to you and who put their hope on you and your word. Thank you for it. Amen. Amen.
Now, there
is a wish of a child dedication. Tune in a chorus, please. And the parents, please come to the front. We have brothers in various languages who can also dedicate. Romanian. Please, brother, come. Who would like to come? Where's the microphone?
Tată Ceresc, îți mulțumim în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos că ai dorit fraților noștri, dorit acest Marcus. Tu ți-l binecuvântezi, Doamne Iisuse. Doamne, numele Tău a venit aici ca să ți-l aducă Ție, Doamne. Tu să-l sfințești, Doamne. Binecuvântează familia lor, Doamne. Binecuvântează copilul acesta, Doamne. Ție și toată familia este dorită, Doamne. În mâinile Tale le punem, Doamne, să fie binecuvântat în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos acest Marcus. Amen.
Amen. The next time you bring a sucker.
Tată Ceresc, îți mulțumim în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos pentru această familie. Te rugăm, binecuvântează mama, binecuvântează și tăticul. Te rog, binecuvântează acest copil în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos. Ție sunt date în numele Tău să fie crescute în credință, Doamne. Ție sunt dăruite acești copii, această familie, Doamne. Domnul Iisus Hristos te binecuvântează. Amen.
Someone else?
Pentru această familie. Dăruiește, Doamne, înțelepciune. Dăruiește, Doamne, credință acestor dragi frați, Doamne. Îți mulțumim că Tu le-ai dăruit de acest copil sănătos, Doamne. Te rog, binecuvântează acest copil în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos. Toată familie, Doamne, Ție sunt încredințate, Doamne. Și dăruiește-le, Doamne, ceea ce au nevoie, Doamne, ei și acestui copil, în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos. Amin.
Amen. Very nice. Which language? German.
Dann wir. Ja, schön. Wer gehört alle dazu?
Who are part? Four. Come a bit closer. Very nice. Lord Almighty God. We are still living in the times of the Bible. And as it was then, the parents were bringing their children to you. And that's how it is even happening today. Parents are bringing their children to you so that you may bless them. Bless these children. Bless the family. Everything depends on your blessing. Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Sure. Come, let us pray together. Lord Almighty God, we are coming by faith to you. We are approaching the throne of grace. Oh God, you are present. You are still calling today. Also the parents. And the parents are bringing their children unto you. All the parents whom you called, who experienced your grace, they bring their children to you so that you might bless them. Bless these children. Bless the whole family. Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 Go in peace. Let us sing the chorus, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. You may be seated. Also today, we just say a heartfelt welcome in the precious name of our beloved Lord and Savior. May God bless us together. And may also this be a meeting of preparation for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Also today, very briefly, the greetings now. Brother Trapani is sending heartfelt greetings. Brother Mashi is sending greetings. Brother Keses is sending heartfelt greetings. Brother Christian is sending heartfelt greetings. Brother Mayemba is also sending greetings. Brother Rashidi sending greetings. Brother Kolan is sending greetings. And today, also the special greetings which we overlooked yesterday from Brother Oleg from Portugal and from all who are gathered there. Brother Yapi is sending greetings. Brother Nyagi is sending greetings. Brother Yaol is sending greetings. Brother Bartholomeus. Brother Elisee is sending greetings. Brother Alexander from Tatarstan is sending greetings. Brother Kulumvele, Brother Mombutu is sending greetings. Brother Kabange is sending greetings. Brother Nabeni is sending greetings. Brother Milango is sending greetings. Brother Kaluli, once again, Brother Kalimambu is sending greetings. Brother Kalonji is sending greetings. Brother Lotika sending greetings. Brother Marcel is sending greetings. Brother Bayika. Brother Nadia is sending greetings. Once again, Brother Motika. And there it was Brother Lotika. And here, Brother Isaac is sending greetings. Brother Kalemba, Brother Chauffeur, Brother Lumumbo, Brother Nagadi is sending greetings. Once again, Brother Lunga, Brother Dr. Chovoba, and Brother Bulumba. Where do we have now the brothers who we wanted to call, who visited us from the various countries? Please, at least stand up so that we may greet you here. Brother Felix, who is Brother Felix?
Come just here. Come here. For a moment. Where's Brother Jean-Claude?
Who is Brother Jean-Claude?
Come. Where's Brother Eli? Where's
Brother Who Eli? Is Brother Eli?
Brother Eli.
Brother Eli.
And where's Brother Gil Noble?
And who is Brother Gil Noble? Where's Brother Noble Gil?
Come auch hier.
Please come here.
Oder willst du dort bleiben?
Or do you want to remain there?
Ja, und wir grüßen wirklich
yes,
alle
we greet all ministering Brother brethren, Müller. Brother Müller from Austria,
alle Brüder
all brothers from all peoples, tongues and nations,
aus allen
from all neighboring countries. Really, from everywhere. And we appreciate it that God has brothers in all peoples and tongues who pass on the word of the Lord. Brother Didier, where are you? Brother Didier. Yes. We are very grateful to God with all our hearts for all brothers.
Just come here.
And just one word of greeting. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Nous vous saluons dans le nom glorieux et précieux de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
We bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Wir sind hier durch die Gnade des Herrn.
By the grace of the Lord, we are here.
Le temps vient où ils t'écouteront.
And we are here to hear what you have to say to us through your servant. We are here to listen.
wir sind.
Nous sommes venus pour croire la parole.
Und warum sind wir heute um des
And why are we here for the word's sake?
Wir sind auch hier, um gehorsam
And we are also here to become
Gott
obedient. May God bless you.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And yes, yes, yes. Wo ist unser Bruder? Unser Bruder Arben. Wo ist unser Bruder?
Where is our brother Arben?
He speaks English and he speaks French. No problem. Just a few words.
May the Lord bless you all. We are glad to be here in your midst this morning, that we may hear God's eternal word. God gives promises and he fulfills them. It is written that we need perseverance so that after we have done the will of God that we receive the promise. Very soon we will receive everything what is promised in the word. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
May God bless you all. God is doing great things. The prophet could not be everywhere, but God is everywhere. Brother Frank can also not be everywhere, but God is everywhere. And the word which we hear at this place, this he preaches in German, but God is God.
And
we hear the word there in our languages, in the same spirit, through the same revelation, to get into the unity of faith. And God will very, very soon complete his work. May God bless you all. Do we have someone else?
Just one word of greeting.
Brother Nobel
one
Gill,
word of greeting.
One word of greeting.
God bless all of you.
Yes.
Gott segne euch alle.
I'm glad to be here.
Ich bin froh, hier sein zu dürfen.
Yesterday night, a very good brother was driving me.
Gestern Abend hat mich ein Bruder gefahren.
And he asked me a question, why you come here?
Und er fragte mich, warum kommst du hierher?
And I gave a one word answer.
Und ich habe ihm mit einem Wort geantwortet.
Because here is a message.
Weil es hier eine Botschaft gibt.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, it's really like this. We are, of course, not coming to this place to hear a man or to hear his opinion. We are coming to hear God's holy revealed word. And I tell you, it is really happening, as written in Luke 24. When the Lord started to speak about the things which Moses and the Psalms and the prophets have written and proclaimed, then he opened unto them the understanding for the scripture. That's how it is now. That's how it is now today. When we preach the scripture, then our Lord opens unto us the understanding for the scripture. Now, we will ask Brother Müller from Austria to pray with all of us. And today we ask Brother Jean-Claude from Brussels then quickly to come and to sing the Maranatha chorus. We have no form here. Please come to the front and we all stand up And our beloved brother, Müller, will just thank with us. Beloved Lord, I would like to thank you with all my heart for the last meeting, for the meeting last night. Lord, you spoke with us, and I want to ask you, keep the word in our hearts, for the word will bring forth fruit. You are a faithful God. Lord, we just want to glorify and praise you for all your grace. Receive the thanks. And also this service may be committed unto you. Bless us from the riches of your grace. Open our hearts. Strengthen your servant. To you be the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
You may be seated. Thank you. French is very easy. Nous attendo. We expect. And il revient. He comes again. And if then that include in German and all the other languages, then we can all tune in all languages, giving praise and honor to our Lord. What a great privilege. The word of God as an absolute, to respect it. And as Brother Müller expressed it in this short prayer, thy word, the word accomplishes for what it was sent for. Not the messenger, the message accomplishes for what it was sent for. And God has taken his messenger away, and the message was left to us. And this message we carry by his grace into all the world. Also now, God willing, in March, on Thursday, is the next journey planned through various countries of Africa, beginning in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa, then Kigali, and then Uganda, and then Nairobi, up to Dar es Salaam. May God give grace that all this can still be done. We are very grateful. Brother Deo arranges everything, and one city after the other, he added to it, and he said, You are just in this surrounding, then please come also to Kigali and also come to Entebbe. Originally it was not planned, but with God's help, by God's help, we will make this journey. Then for us, as an announcement now, brothers and sisters, we thank our brothers for all the invitations. Also our brothers from Paris are inviting, from London, from Brussels, from Bucharest. All are inviting. And God willing, we will, in the course of time, we will be here and there. And if one takes it correctly, then I don't have to get anywhere anymore. The message has, of course, reached all nations. And our brothers in these various cities are preaching the same word of God, are sharing the same spiritual food, giving it out. That what is written in Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, is a divine reality. We are living in it. And as we all know, God really, he commanded Brother Branham not to make the journey to Switzerland, but to go, to return to Jeffersonville and to store in the food. And as sure as God lives, he told me on the 3rd of December 1962, the food which you shall store in is the promised word of God for this time. But wait with the giving out until you get the rest of the food. God knew all things in advance. He announced it. He said that there will be a hunger to hear the words of God. And he sent his prophet to reveal the whole word of God from Genesis until unto Revelation. He opened our understanding for it. Time and again, we may say it anew. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. These others are doing. No. God really has given us the respect before His Word. And as Brother Branham took his Bible in his hand and he lifted it up and he said, "This is my absolute." So also we take the Bible and we know this is our absolute. Perhaps I should read it to you so that you know what Brother Branham said in his prayer at the end of the seventh seal on the 24th of March 1963, what he was praying for, supplicating, bringing it before the throne of grace. In the last 5 minutes of the seventh seal, and this in the prayer, and not just said like this, but bringing it before the Lord God in prayer. Therefore, I pray, Lord, that you might help me. I get weaker and weaker, Lord, and I know that my days are counted. Therefore, I pray for your help. Let me be remain faithful and honest. Let me be sincere, so that I am able to carry the message so far as it is ordained for me. And when the time comes, and when I have to leave, when I come to the river, at which waves are breaking forth, O God, may I then give this sword to someone who is honest and who carries the truth. These were the last words when he spoke about the seventh seal. God really blessed him, and he used him, and he was the promised prophet. I don't know whether the sister is here today from Essen. She gave me a book yesterday and also a letter. She has given it to me. And the sister needs grace with God. I don't know whether she is here today, but here she writes simply something incomprehensible. She writes here, firstly, of William Branham. And then she comes with a text. Behold, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the terrible day of the Lord comes. And then she writes here, this man with the spirit of Elijah lives in Israel, and his name is Jacob den Kamini. Yes, precious sister, put these brochures aside. Put all the thoughts aside. And then it says, he's just waiting until the second witness comes up. And then together they want to come on the scene. Brothers and sisters, at this place, God's word is preached in the original and believed. And when our Lord spoke of it, that two prophets will come to Jerusalem, then he precisely described what happened in the ministry of Elijah and in the ministry of Moses. At the time of Elijah, no rain was falling. And during the time of the prophets, no rain will fall. And at the time of Moses, all signs and wonders happened. And at that time, everything will take place as God has promised it in His Word. There nobody must come up here. When the time comes, and this will happen after the rapture. Also, this is very important, so important. In the prophet Zechariah, the two olive trees are shown, right and left, next to the lampstand. They are shown not within the lampstand of the church, no, outside of the church. They are shown. God's word is perfect. And God, by His grace, He revealed His word to us. And the doctrine that Jesus was a Jew is wrong. Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh, earthly speaking, out of the generation of David, out of the line of Abraham. But this is according to the flesh. He is, of course, the Lord who walked already in the Garden of Eden. The Word which was at the beginning, who spoke everything into existence, and the Word became flesh. And then also the claim, the salvation comes from the Jews. Salvation comes from God. And it came to the Jews. And from the Jews, it came to the Gentiles. And then again, it will return to the Jews. I think I noted it down. Just think of Matthew chapter 10. Here, our Lord says, really, the way to the Gentiles, don't go. Matthew 10, verse 5. But in chapter 12, we have the introduction into that, that our Lord has become the light of the Gentiles. Here it is written, Matthew, chapter 12. And in every point, we may return to the Word of God and believe that and believe as the Scripture has said. Here, Matthew 12, verse 18 and 19. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare justice to the Gentiles. Not only Israel, but to the Gentiles, as already foretold in Isaiah 42. And then in verse 20 it says, a bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth justice unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. We put our hope, of course, not that somebody from Israel comes to us. Because also there it is written in 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, that the veil is still upon them. 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, from verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, But their minds were blinded.
Auf sein Gesicht legte,
for until this day, until this remaining day, the same veil,
damit die nicht den, das Ende
verse 13, and not, that the children of Israel should not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Verse 14, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ only. The veil. The Old Testament scriptures are still hidden for them. And in Israel, there are 31 different messianic groups. And all want to convert Israel. And all believe in the Trinity. And all themselves have not yet experienced a true conversion. And the veil is still upon their eyes and upon their hearts. Thanks be to the living God who has a plan for Israel and for the church. And when he brought it to pass, what shall happen with the church, then she will be raptured. And then the two prophets will arise in Israel, namely 3.5 years. And they will preach the word of God. Brothers and sisters, everything is wonderfully ordered in the scripture, set in order. I give you now a few examples so that you might know how important it is not only to read something in the New Testament, but taking the Old and New Testament time again, putting it on the same denominator, and to see the confirmation. We mentioned it yesterday in Zechariah chapter 9. We have the statement in the scripture, behold, your king cometh unto thee. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse 9, the scripture was fulfilled, but at that time, he didn't start the millennial reign, and until today, he didn't start it yet. He was the king of Israel, he is the king, and he will remain king, but everything in its order, according to the plan of salvation of our God. Let us say it once again. Here in Zechariah chapter 9, here it's still written. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And then, also this is very important in reference to that, what Brother Branham, for instance, said in the seven seals. Many are of the opinion that everything what he preached was already fulfilled in March 63. No, brothers and sisters, in March 63, that was revealed what was shown to John on the Isle of Patmos. But in March 63, no new Jerusalem came down upon this earth. There was not half an hour silence in heaven. There not a Lamb of God took the book, and there not the throne of grace became judgment seat. No, Brother Branham was led in the Spirit into everything, just as it was shown to John on the Isle of Patmos. And by grace, we may take everything back into the Scripture. And by grace, we may place it. Matthew 2. Here is the straight the question. Matthew 2, verse 2. Saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Where is he, the newborn King of the Jews? And if we then go to Luke chapter 1, here we have the announcement that he has come. Luke 1.
And here haben wir es in Vers 33.
In verse 33, we have it. Luke 1, verse 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. The Jews, at that time, they could count with it, that the kingdom would start. But even today, it didn't start yet. And I read you, when it really will start. But the Holy Scripture has, of course, everything what would happen still. The Scripture placed it, but our task is to place it correctly, namely there where it belongs in its fulfillment. Already in the Old Testament, in the main promise, in the prophet Isaiah, we have it, the proclamation that the Lord will start his reign. Isaiah, chapter 9, it's written, verse 5, the main announcement of the birth of our Savior. Verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And now, listen to the next verse. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and righteousness from henceforth even forever. From henceforth even forever. And when is the henceforth? What is from forever? We just have to read on. And we have to go to Revelation chapter 11. I will just deal briefly with it, because our subject is the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. But for us, who we are living in this time, there are so many interpretations about that, what Brother Branham has said, that sometimes one really feels otherwise, one feels sick, because they don't go back to the Holy Scripture. We go back to the Word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. And Brother Branham, he didn't want anything else but to reveal the word. But just like the Bible prophecy is so scattered, so it was given to him also. And let us say it once again. God has really given us the grace to understand everything correctly, to place it, and by grace to let ourselves be placed by grace. Now, Revelation chapter 11, we read. Revelation chapter 11, and here verse 15. Revelation 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. What did we read? And the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. Here we have the key word, the key word. Six angels sounded already in Revelation chapter 8 and chapter 9. And then comes the announcement in chapter 10, verse 7. When the seventh angel shall begin to sound, then the mystery of God should be finished. And then the seventh angel really sounds. And the proclamation is just as we read it right now. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And also verse 17, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who art, who is, and who is to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast come to reign. This will be a divine reality here on this earth. And God really placed it biblically so that we can comprehend it, and so that we might know first the ministry of the two prophets, and then the great tribulation, and then Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and then the kingdom of our Lord and Savior starts. And we may have part in everything. Firstly, part in the rapture, and in the marriage supper. And after the marriage supper, we, together with our Savior, we come back to reign with him 1,000 years. Everything, really. Everything is placed wonderfully in the Holy Scripture. Brothers and sisters, even to the oath which was made in Revelation 10, also this oath is already shown to us in the Old Testament when it will take place in Revelation chapter 10
and here
Revelation 10,
in verse 6,
verse 6 we read, Revelation 6, 10, verse 6, and swear by him who liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea. He swore, he took an oath. And then verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. If we want to know it precisely, we just need to go back to Daniel chapter 12. And here we hear and we see that exactly 3.5 years it will be until the end when this oath is being done. We read it in the prophet Daniel in chapter 12. Our God really took care for everything. Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and sware by him who liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, a times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be fulfilled. Finished. Everything was said very clearly, very clearly. Here even a fool cannot err. Very clear. And these 3.5 years, after the oath, Daniel, in chapter 7, he showed it to us very clearly. Daniel 7, verse 25. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 of the Antichrist. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand for a time and times and the dividing of time, half of time. What do you want more? Thanks be to God for the Old and the New Testament. Thanks be to God for the perfect agreement of his divine plan of salvation. Many things could be still said from Revelation 11, and also here in Revelation chapter 11, where the millennial reign after the ministry of the two witnesses will be called out. But I just said this for all brothers, for brothers who are in confusion. The prophet said that what leads us to go back to the scripture and to really put it there where it belongs. Also, even that they will prophesy 42 months in Jerusalem. 42 months are 3.5 years. And whoever reads it in Revelation 11, verse 2, and comes then to verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Again, 3.5 years. Everything is really was put in order by God. But let us come to our part, brothers and sisters. Although we would know all mysteries, and if we could place everything correctly, it's really, it's about to have full respect before God and His Word. To make our personal experiences of salvation with God, that we really not only have a theory, but that we really live a life where we can say, not I live anymore, but Christ lives in me. And as we said it last time already, brothers and sisters, whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Free from all bondages, free from smoking, free from drinking, free from lying, in fact, free from everything. From everything what belongs to the old man. And you can remember it. When two brothers who were homosexual, they wanted to be baptized here at this place. And we said, this is impossible. This is impossible. We cannot immerse a sinner into water and taking again a sinner out of the water. No! First, a true conversion must take place. And also, in this regard, it must be respected that God created Eve for Adam. And God said from the beginning, it is not good that man is alone. I will make him a helpmate, and nothing on earth is so nicely placed as marriage. Everyone comes to his right. But what is then in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah? What was there? Also to this time, Brother Branham, time and again, he referred to, because already then in the USA, it took overhand. We are not judging any man. Everyone must live until God helps him. No one can help himself. But this we must emphasize here. It is written, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and who calls upon the name of the Lord, he who recognized that he is bound, that he is lost, he calls upon the name of the Lord for redemption, for deliverance, for forgiveness. He calls upon the name of the Lord. But it's of course written, call me in the time of trouble. The sinner must come into this inner trouble before God by the proclamation that he knows, in my sinning condition, the curse of God rests on me. I need redemption by the blood of the Lamb, and I need deliverance. And then we can sing, all things new, all things new. So, we are not judging any man. But please, believe as the Scripture says. No child abuser, no homosexual will see the kingdom of God. That's how Paul wrote it.
Gott führt bei den Seinen die ursprüngliche göttliche Ordnung ein.
God places the divine order in the individual, in the spiritual and in the natural. Nothing unnatural anymore. No, just very natural from God. That's how God ordained it from the beginning. These things we must emphasize so that all who are somehow still bound and who are not coping with themselves, but firstly, recognize that we need redemption, that we need redemption, and then sincerely, out of our inner trouble, calling upon the name of the Lord, namely, under the real impression, I am lost, I am condemned, I need salvation, I need deliverance, I need redemption. Beloved Lord, have mercy on me and be merciful to me. And then comes the help of God over us, upon us. Please, let us make the right beginning with God, confessing our sins, coming to Him, saying, Lord, forgive me, wash me in Jesus' precious blood, in the purifying flood. As a song goes, only to you I want to consecrate my life in obedience. Brothers and sisters, also this we time and again said here, faith and obedience belong together. Just as unbelief and disobedience are always belonging together.
Also.
And God really ordained us to be brought in obedience of faith, to live according to the word of God, and to thus experience our preparation unto the glorious return of our Lord. And as a brother expressed in his prayer, the word from Hebrews, after doing the will of God, not as I willed, but as thou wilt. This must be in our hearts like this. The Lord will have a holy bride, washed in the word of truth, sanctified. He will have a church. He will take her into heaven. Now, not to judge here, but so much we understand all, that no man who lives in transgression here, what does he want in heaven? Continuing like this? It's impossible. The Holy Scripture says, those who were ready went together with him, with the Lord, to the marriage supper. And it belongs to the renewing, to the new birth. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation, not new, I want to do this. No, really an experience of salvation with the living God. So that we, as Paul, he could say both. In Romans, we find both in chapter 4 and then also in chapter 9. But here, in Romans, chapter 4, we read, firstly, verse 3, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And then he comes to verse 7 and 8. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed. Brothers and sisters, I say now honestly, I miss this blessedness. This blessing, I miss it. If I tell you, in the days of my conversion, in the days when the Spirit of God was really working in a supernatural way, what was the result? Weeping before the presence of God, both cleaning the nose, wiping the eyes, weeping, And then came the breakthrough. And then came the joy. The joy. The victory joy. The Lord accepted me. I really miss it. The joy in the Lord must become our strength. We can no longer walk like this. I not and we all not. But the joy in that what God has done, the salvation of the soul, the deliverance. God has done great things for us here by the power of His blood, of His word, and of His spirit. So, as Paul expressed it here, also of David, blessed is the man to whom, whose iniquities are forgiven. Just rejoice, rejoice today. Take it to heart. Thank God today for the forgiveness. Rejoice. Thank Him. Lord, You have forgiven me. Nothing is left anymore. Washed in Your blood. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed. Listen. Listen closely. Verse 8. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Die Sünde.
Not imputing sin at all. And why not? Because your and my sin, your and my disobedience, everything what struck us, He took it upon Himself. Behold, this is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Nailing it to the cross. And as a songwriter sings, they are there. The sins are there on the cross. And the Lord has shed His blood. And the sins are no more found. Blessed, blessed. May the Lord God, really, may He make us happy today. May He make us grateful. Brothers and sisters, tell me, is there still a people on the earth on whom God has done so great things as on those to whom He revealed Himself in this time? And please, receive it by faith. All who recognize now in what time we are living and who believe the promised message and the messenger, they found grace in the sight of God. And the word which the Lord has given us, in no one of us it will return void. But in all of us, it will accomplish for what it was sent for. That's how God said it. And in the blood-bought flock, the word of God accomplishes everything. But we must make ourselves available for the Lord and say, Lord, everything what You prepared for me, let it become reality in my life. Full forgiveness, full reconciliation, perfect faith and salvation, perfect grace. And so, by this, together, we will experience our preparation. I emphasize it once again. Whosoever in this time finds grace in the sight of God, to him He showed His way with the church by His grace. To them He has given the promise for this time and revealed it to them. And if we even remember, brothers and sisters, think of it. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah came. And in the last verses of the next chapter, in the prophet Malachi, we read, remember the law of Moses, my servant, and behold, I send you the prophet Elijah. Both Moses and Elijah are mentioned in one breath. And when they returned from the mountain, the disciples asked, Lord, tell us why do the scribes say that Elijah should first come? They didn't ask because of Moses, only because of Elijah. Because Elijah was ordained for our time period. Moses and Elijah are for the time period after the rapture. But Elijah is, of course, ordained for our time period. And therefore, the disciples were asking for it so that God could give us the answer. Just very wonderful. Who can grasp it? Who can comprehend it? And then God sends Brother Branham in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. And I just say it out of full conviction before the Lord. No prophet had this ministry which our Lord had and which repeated in the ministry of Brother Branham. Moses, a great prophet, the Lord spoke to him face to face. He saw the cloud, the pillar of fire, he saw it. He knew God personally. But this ministry, that he could say who Nathanael was, and who Philip was, and who Peter was, and who was the woman at the well, that he could say to everyone, he could say what happened in their lives. This ministry, no Paul had, no Peter had, no one had it of the apostles. This ministry, Brother Branham had. And most surely you can understand me to have been eyewitness, an ear witness of this ministry from the first day on, from the first hour on, from the first meeting on, I knew, this is a man sent from God. This is a man sent from God. Yes. Three times I experienced it directly, where I was together with Brother Branham, and he could tell me those things which God revealed him. Do you know how I felt? Who are we? Who am I? Who are we? That God has given us this direct connection from the very beginning. And all brothers, before that we didn't mention our brother from Canada. We will call him just now. But the most brothers who are coming from the far countries, I take them into my office. I show them the shelf next in the room next to my office. I show them the shelf with the more than 600 tapes, the reels, which were sent to me in the 50s and 60s. And that really, I was led by God in such a way to hear every sermon, to be part of it, to grow under the ministry. Whether it was about the revelation of the seven seals, brothers and sisters, by God's grace, without effort, I can really place myself into it, and I can follow the prophet on his track And I'm so grateful with all my heart for it, that all brothers in all people's tongues and nations, all brothers, are having really the same revelation from God and are giving out the same word of God, the same spiritual food. And that we don't make Brother Branham the center of our preaching, but our beloved Lord and Savior. He alone is Alpha and Omega. He alone is the first and the last. The Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come. We are not the church of Branham. We are the church of the living God. Brother Branham was just like us. He was a sinner, just like you and me. How often he testifies of it. And he says, my daddy was a drinker. He was not only drinking, but he was burning the whiskey. He was making the whiskey. And then when he speaks of his family, and then the grace, glorifying the grace of God, and saying, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Just so wonderful that no man can glory before God. Whoever wants to glory, let him glory in the Lord. And therefore, we are just grateful that it is also written, what is nothing before the world, this God has chosen. And so, we are grateful for the election, for the sending of his servant, out of full conviction, we believe that he was the fulfillment of that. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah, that he brought the last message, and that this message is reaching the ends of the earth. I just hear now, Brother Schmidt, he said amen. When I think about it, some of us, 60 years we are together on the way, together with Brother Schmidt, 55 years on the same way. We walked already a long distance, and unto this day, there was not one misunderstanding, not one. God just laid from the beginning the same it was with Brother Rus. And then I remember Friday evening when I heard the voice of the Lord, just as you hear my voice now, I heard it. My servant, consecrate me, Leonard Rus and Paul Schmidt as elders. Just being led by God in such a way from the beginning. And we see it, how God was leading you individuals, brothers and sisters. We don't believe a man, we believe God. And we believe the word which he entrusted to us. Let me read in closing from Revelation chapter 19, a couple of verses. For here we are placed by God, namely therein where we really belong. Revelation chapter 19. Let us read from verse 5. Revelation 19 from verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God. Praise our God. all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And now comes verse 6. And I heard, first the command, praise our Lord God. And then I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. This will be the moment where it will sound. Sometimes we are a bit loud in our midst. But I tell you, then it will be really loud. It will be very loud. A multitude which no one can number will bring forth praise and honor. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. May the Lord start his reign in you and in me. May he in you and me come to his right. May also we tune in into this praise. And then the multitude will be shown before the throne. Verse 7 and 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. We looked it up, and when I remember correctly, Brother Branham about 170 times he spoke of the Bride of Christ. Round about 170 times he spoke of the Bride and of the Rapture. Brothers and sisters, as John the Baptist could say, the friend of the bridegroom heareth the voice of the bride. So it is today in our time. And as Abraham sent out Eleazar to call the bride to fetch her, and you know, Rebecca was asked, do you want to go with him? Her answer was straight, yes, I want to go with him. When one reads it like this, also you and I, we didn't time to think about it. On the spot, when we heard the invitation, we said yes. And all who have said yes to the Lord, they are part of the bride. And they believe every word. They receive it and accept it and they are prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. May also this weekend, may it remain a remaining blessing for us, that we get happy to have found grace in the sight of God, that we get thankful that our sin and transgression is forgiven, that we get grateful that we have heard the last message and that we can believe it, grateful that we can understand every word the right way. Everything is grace and again grace. The blessing of the Almighty God may it come upon all of us, upon all brothers and sisters worldwide. When I think on our friends in Edmonton, they are hearing now, they are listening. 8 hours they are behind us. They were praying the night over. They were waiting. Family Dorfer is also in Edmonton. And now they are listening with the family Ellis. They are listening. When I think about in Auckland, New Zealand, they are 8 hours ahead of us. And that God gives really grace to everyone, whether it's in the evening or whether it's at night. All are tuning in, all are connecting, all are hearing, all are believing all over the earth. And all are having part what God is doing right now. To Him, the ever faithful God, who redeemed His bride, who calls her out and who prepares her, and that we are arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, and that without spot, without wrinkle, we will meet Him, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit. To Him, the Almighty God, be the glory and the praise for everything. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. Before we give thanks to our Lord, let me ask whether we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord and who would like to be baptized. Whoever wants to wait for the next time, it's also good. God counts already if you are ready. But do we have some? Do we have some who would like to be baptized? Not today. Very nice. Then we wait for the next time. While we bow our heads, let me ask once more, who would like to reconsecrate his life anew to God, saying, Lord, Your will be done in my life. Complete the started work unto the glorious day of your return. Brothers and sisters, today we as the blood-bought flock, we will thank the Lord loudly. It doesn't need to be very loud, but all can open their mouths. All can let the heart run free. All can bring their adoration to the Lord freely. We have been called out from all error. We have been sanctified in the word of truth And by the Holy Spirit, everything was revealed to us by His grace. Let us sing once again, Just As I Am. And then we will thank together. Let us raise our hands once again, just as I am. Let us thank the Lord together. Dear Lord, with all our hearts, we thank you that it has become true. By your blood, we are redeemed, we are purchased, we are washed, we are purified. Dear Lord, with all our hearts, we thank you for your grace, for your word. We thank you for every revelation, for the sending of thy servant and prophet. We thank you for the clarity of your word. We thank you with all our hearts and with all our souls for great things you have done for all of us. Hallelujah.
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 Be to our God from eternity to eternity.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise Him.
Hallelujah. 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 Singen wir.
Let us sing. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. To this, we all say, Amen. Before we give you greetings to all brothers in all peoples and tongues, I would like to ask you, please remember me for the next journey, that God gives grace to it. That all who are ordained for eternal life, that they become believers. that all who are ordained for the Bride of the Lamb, that they hear the last message and that they believe it and that they experience their preparation. Now, the announcement would be also, God willing, in our country and in Switzerland, we will have two special meetings on Good Friday in the city of Böblingen, in the Congress Hall, in which we were time and again, on Good Friday, the 25th of March in Böblingen. It's reachable, very easy. From Austria, from Switzerland,
from the,
all can reach the southern part of Germany very easily. And then on Easter Sunday in Zurich, God will give grace that also we will have the Lord's Supper there. It's just so wonderful that God has led it in such a way from the beginning that we can have these meetings still undisturbed. And all our brothers, be it in Paris, be it in Lyon, wherever it might be, in Prague, in Bratislava, and in Bucharest, really everywhere, may God bless all our brothers and sisters, wherever they come together. And very soon, the number will be full complete. And the Lord will return to take us home. Do you all believe it?
Amen.
Say amen. Now we call our brother Isaac from Ottawa. Where is brother Isaac? That he prays with us.
And
you also, Brother Hans Henrich, you will also pray with us.
Where is Brother Isaac? Das ist unser Bruder Isaac. God bless you. Yes. My God.
Our Heavenly Father,
unser himmlischer Vater,
we thank you again for this blessed moment that we had here.
Wir danken dir noch einmal für die gesegneten Momente, die wir haben.
We came in great expectation.
Wir bitten dich, sei weiterhin mit uns.
And you have spoken unto us.
Du hast zu uns geredet.
We thank you because today we can believe.
Wir danken dir, dass wir heute glauben können.
We thank you because today we can place everything back into your scripture.
Und wir danken dir, dass wir heute alles zur Schrift zurücknehmen können.
We pray, O Lord, that we may keep these words in our hearts.
Wir bitten dich, dass deine Stimme, deine Gnade in unseren Herzen bleibt.
So we can prepare ourselves for your return.
So dass wir uns vorbereiten können auf deine Wiederkunft.
Be with us, O Lord.
Sei mit uns, O Herr.
Bless our families.
Segne unsere Familien.
We thank you for your grace and what you did at Golgotha.
Wir danken dir für deine Gnade und für das, was du auf Golgatha getan hast.
Today we can say we have been saved.
Und heute können wir sagen, oh, wir sind gesegnet.
And today we can say we have received reconciliation.
Und wir können sagen, wir haben heute die Versöhnung empfangen.
Be with your servant, O Lord.
Sei du mit deinem Knecht, O Herr.
And protect him and give him strength to all the traveling countries he may go.
Und bewahre ihn und gib ihm Stärke beim Besuch all der Länder.
Because you are still calling out.
Denn du rufst immer noch heraus.
And those who hear your call, may they come out.
Mögen alle, die deinen Ruf hören, herauskommen.
To you belong all the praise and glory and honor.
Zu dir oder dir gehört alle Preis und alle Anbetung.
In Jesus Christ's holy name.
Im Namen Jesu Christi, unseres Herrn.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Isaac. God bless you. God. Mein Gott.
Faithful Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. It reached our hearts, and your word already accomplished what you have spoken from the Old and New Testament, whatever you spoke. It reached us. We are so grateful that your word leads us from truth to truth, from light to light. Precious Lord, we thank you that your word is so clear. We leave here with a thankful heart. For your word brought forth faith in us. Your word brought forth love. We are counting with your soon return. These are hours of preparation. As we heard yesterday and today, there is only you in heaven. But you revealed yourself in simplicity to your church. And we can only say, we found grace in your sight. We recognize the time and hour and the promises for our time. Please, keep us together. Just as you prayed, keep us in this world until you return. Let us hold fast to your word. Let us hold fast to your word until your return. For you will crown the end. Brother Branham would be happy to be here today. All the prophets would rejoice to hear that what we heard. It's the time of grace. The end you will crown. We pray for our beloved brother, for this journey, and for all the brethren who have to be still called out. Give grace until the last one is called out, so that you come to your right. We thank you once again for this weekend, for every prayer, for every word, for every brother, for every sister. And we go from here in peace and love and joy, for you united us through your spirit, through your blood. We are of one body. Blessed be you. Amen. We have still two brothers. We have Brother Forestieri in our midst and our brother Pedro from Rome. Please come now to thank the Lord. And we ask our brother David to come and to translate. Where is Brother Forestieri? Please come to the front. And Brother Pedro, we have all languages here. Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God. Just thank the Lord.
Signore Dio, ti ringraziamo ancora questa mattina.
Lord our God, we thank you at this place. For your divine word, you did not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Continue to reveal yourself in our hearts so that we reach perfection as it is written. For your return is very near. Your word says it. And your prophet revealed it. Prepare our hearts so that we may enter into your glory, and that so we are all united in heaven. To you be the glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Meraviglioso Padre Celeste.
Wonderful Heavenly Father, it's really wonderful to believe your word and to hear it. One scripture after the other brings us into this perfection. So that everything is at its right place. So that all your people, all of your church is ready when you will return. Have mercy on our hearts. Your word is the truth. And your spirit continues. You continue your work with your church. So we worship you. We thank you. The words are missing for us to express our gratefulness. We thank you for the life which is in Christ Jesus. We want to abide in your presence. Let the joy enter our hearts. Bless your servant so that he can continue to preach your word boldly. You are about to return. Maranatha, we expect you. To you be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now give me 5 minutes. I ask Brother Erwin Pacheco to come and Brother Etienne Genton. Please come quickly to the front. And I tell you also why we call these brothers. Brother Etienne Genton, from the very beginning, he was with us. At the time, he was 12 years old. When he saw and heard Brother Branham in the city of Zurich, but from the first time when he heard the message, God opened his heart and he remained faithful until this very day. And God uses him. And our brother Erwin Pacheco, probably on Wednesday, he will fly to Cuba. The brothers are just have the wish that he comes, that he shares the word with them. And we will pray now together. Say a few words, just a few words. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Brother Frank said, I have the opportunity again to travel. As Brother Frank said, since the year 2015, my life changed. When I could make the journeys together with Brother Frank, by this... I learned to appreciate his ministry more and more. Let us pray for him. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, bless our brother and make him a blessing in Cuba. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon him and the word of the Lord may it be in his mouth and in his heart. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Beloved Brother Genton, I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for the grace which he has given me to witness the meeting of Brother Branham. It was really a blessed time,
but
I want to give you a testimony today. After Brother Branham left us, this was in the year
55,
we didn't know anything. We just knew he was a servant of the Lord. We have seen the miracles, but then everything was finished. We didn't know how it went on. But then came Brother Frank. We thank for this man which God has sent. After 10 years, finally we knew what God wanted to do with the ministry of Brother Branham, to bring us back to the Word. I'm so grateful for the ministry of Brother Frank. I'm really so glad that we come from believing unto seeing, that we really experience what the Lord promised to us. God has done great things in this time. I'm so happy for this brother, that we can stand behind him, that we can pray for him, that we can intercede for him, that may God give him strength every day anew, and that the last ones are called out so that we really can go home very soon. And I think this is what every child of God wants, to go home to our Lord. He has done great things for us, not only in the time before, but also in our time. God has done great things. God saved us. He spoke to our hearts. May the Lord bless all nations, all our brothers and sisters who are on the face of the earth. God has his people. May God bless our brother. May he give him new strength along this journey. May God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you. God bless you. The Lord rewards the faithfulness. We come to the close. Brother Didier will pray with us. And if our choir leader is still here, We would be happy that he sings a song with the choir. Where is Brother Didier? Where is Brother Arben? Thank together the Lord.
Seigneur bien-aimé, quelle journée bénie.
Beloved Lord, what a blessed day.
Tu nous as envoyé ta puissante et sainte parole pour nous guérir.
Tu as uns dein heiliges und mächtiges Wort gesandt.
You have sent your mighty and holy word to make us well, to make us whole. We go from this place blessed and filled with new strength, that we can walk, and that we have the certainty that we not only returned to the beginning,
but
you brought us back to what is written. And you yourself said, believe as the scripture said, from his belly rivers of living water will flow. Our gratefulness is great. You not only have sent a true prophet, we experience here also a true ministry. We see that your word is preached in the original. We believe that your church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Bless us together. Confirm your word.
die restlichen Verheißungen erleben.
Let us also experience the coming promises.
Mögest du jeder einzelne von uns in der Freude, die uns gegeben
hast,
mögen sie wie die beiden Jünger zu Emmaus wandeln, Herr.
May we walk as the disciples of Emmaus,
die gesagt haben, unsere Herzen brannten.
Our hearts burned.
Dans la prédication de ta parole.
Wahrheit,
and of a truth, our hearts burned when we heard your word. Bless your servant. Strengthen him. And may the last one be called so that we can finally go home. Bless your people all over the earth. Protect us, Lord. And we promise you that we will hold fast to your word. For you will only confirm your word. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. And we pray also, please heal the sick. May all bound ones be delivered.
Dans le même esprit soit accompli.
Möge die Einheit im Geiste hervortreten.
May the unity of faith come forth.
Wandeln auf demselben Weg.
For we are walking on the same way.
Wir danken dir, dass du dein Volk auf der ganzen Welt gesegnet hast.
We thank you that you blessed your people all over the earth.
Im Namen Jesu Christi.
Amen.
This we prayed in Jesus' holy name. Do we have a song? Or can we just sing a chorus? The choir leader is not seen. Let us sing Hallelujah, be praised.
Hallelujah.